Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncnursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Hi everyone, I'm Brielle Bunyan, senior editor here at Oncology Nursing News. I had the chance to speak with Teresa Brown, a nurse and best-selling author who recently created an online petition to have a nurse on the COVID-19 task force created by President-elect Joe Biden. When we spoke a couple weeks ago, the petition already had over 5,000 signatures, and now that number continues to grow. It is more important than ever for nurses everywhere to start speaking up, advocating for themselves and their profession, Brown emphasized. After all, 2020 is the year of the nurse and the midwife. I found you while I was looking through nurse Twitter and the petition that you started, which I think is really super important. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, so I'm Teresa Brown. I actually have a PhD in English, taught English in college, then left academia to become a nurse after I had my kids. And I actually worked in oncology for 7 years. I worked oncology inpatient and then outpatient, and then I went into home hospice nursing. And this past year, I was teaching at Pitt in the School of Nursing there. So that's my background in nursing, but also as part of that, I became someone who writes about nursing and healthcare and have a couple of books out and write op-eds for the New York Times. So when the Biden task force or Biden transition team announced the COVID task force and I saw there wasn't a nurse on it, I really was kind of disbelieving and was on Twitter about that and then saw that other nurses felt the same way. And someone said, hey, Teresa, you should start a petition on change.org. And I thought, that's a great idea. So I went to change.org and started a petition. We now have more than 5,000 signatures. And I'm trying to spread the word and ask people to keep signing, keep sending it to anyone who might be interested. And my hope is not just to get a nurse on the COVID task force, although I would love to do that, but also to make it clear that we need nurses included in federal initiatives about healthcare. So if people are talking about healthcare reform, in terms of changing the Affordable Care Act, we need nurses to be part of that. If people are talking about how to make healthcare run better, we need nurses to be part of that. If people are talking about how is personal protective equipment gonna be used by everyone the same way in hospitals or in skilled nursing facilities or out in the community, we need nurses to be part of that. So for so long, people have looked at healthcare as doctors. And TV shows like Grey's Anatomy just completely reinforce that very mistaken idea that doctors do everything in healthcare and occasionally nurses empty a bedpan or say that there's a phone call. But the reality is that nurses are the ones 24/7 in the hospital, going into people's homes, doing the public health work, and so we need to have a voice. We need to have a seat at the table, not because we deserve it, although we do, but because our contribution matters.
So you actually touched upon one of my other questions I wanted to ask you, which is nurses are often mistakenly seen as just kind of doctors' helpers. Do you think that by giving nurses this seat at the table for policymakers, decision makers, you know, on a national level, like the COVID task force, or even, you know, in individual hospitals or treatment facilities, you know, having them in with the decision-making process. Do you think that by doing that, we can start to get rid of that doctor's helper stigma?
I hope so, because nurses are so much more than doctor's helpers. And this old idea of the nurse is the one who just sits around saying, yes, doctor. When even historically, nurses have done so much more than that. I was just doing some research and looking into Clara Barton during the Civil War, who saw that there weren't medical supplies at the front lines for soldiers. And so she found ways to bring them there. That's amazing and incredible and so important. So we honor nurses, or say Lillian Wald, who really founded public health nursing, and yet this, the doctor's assistant label, sticks. So I would really like to get rid of that and have people understand that doctors and nurses work together. Healthcare happens because we work together. Doctors are our colleagues. We are their colleagues. And to be fair, neither group is taught very well how to work with each other. And so you kind of throw both groups together and people are surprised that it doesn't always work smoothly. But we really need the symbiosis between us to be taught to both people while they're in school. Healthcare does not happen without nurses and without doctors, but people know that, but they don't always see the importance of nurses.
So tell me a little bit about the symbiosis that you'd like to see improve between doctors and nurses to ultimately provide, you know, the best care for the patient, because that's everyone's goal.
Well, one of the things I most would like is if nurses were always included in morning rounds in the hospital. you know, as people know, the medical team comes by and they talk to the patient and they look at the patient and they make their decisions. And there are some places now that include nurses in morning rounds, but more often than not, nurses are left out. And so the nurse is really at a loss then, because he or she doesn't know what the plan is for the day. Orders may get put into the computer, but without an explanation, it may be clear why they're there. It may not be clear why they're there. Also, sometimes mistaken orders get put in, and it's good for the nurse to be able to spot, oh, this is actually not for this patient. It's not relevant to what's going on with them. So that's a really big deal, having nurses included. But also, the nurse is the one with eyes on the patient. The nurses are 24/7 watching the patient, and the nurse has things to tell to the medical team. Like, this patient won't tell you that he's in pain, but he is in pain. Or she's really, really worried about this test result. Is there any way you could make sure to talk to her first when you find out what it is? Or, you know, you told this woman she was going to leave at 11 in the morning, but that's impossible because X, Y, and Z have to happen first. Could you please help make that clear to her instead of having her think something's going to happen that's not going to happen? So the person who is seeing the patient the most contact with them, is the best acquainted with what's going on with them, is somehow left out of the conversation with the doctors. That doesn't make any sense. And I would see this composition of the COVID task force the exact same way.
So the World Health Organization deemed the year 2020 as the International Year of the Nurse and Midwife. And then we are hit with a global pandemic. Do you think that the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted or continues to impact the way that people are starting to view nurses?
I think it really, really has. I think there are nurses who feel like, year of the nurse, yeah, right. Could we have a do-over, please? Because this sucks. but definitely, I've seen so much really quality media coverage of nurses. It seems like this week alone, I've seen article after article about how much nurses are struggling, how difficult it is. If people heard about this nurse in, I think, South Dakota, who posted about having patients come in who still couldn't believe they had COVID, who believed that COVID was a hoax, and she said they die angry instead of being able to talk with their families. And her story went viral, as we say, and she was interviewed on CNN, and I saw that Newsweek was just writing about it, and the Washington Post wrote about it. This is wonderful because it's really showing that intimacy that nurses have with patients, excuse me, not that doctors don't have that, but it's very different when you're the one there, when the patient is at her or his most desperate, and you're trying to help them through that. So I do think nurses are getting recognition that we deserve. And now I want there to be a building on that at a political level. There ends up being recognition of our importance.
Yeah, so I talk to a lot of nurses in doing what I do. And because of the pandemic now, a lot of hospitals, especially in areas that are having big COVID flare-ups, aren't allowing family members to come visit patients. And in oncology, you know, there's a lot of times where nurses might be the last person to see that patient. They're with that patient when they're dying. So I really think we, you know, even just hearing that on a human level, it's like, you know, we need to pay more attention to these nurses because they really are doing fabulous work. And, you know, it's human. It's absolutely human. So after the petition, what are next steps? What do you hope to see in the next few years?
Well, I would just really like to see an increased recognition of the importance of having nurses. And you just gave me the words for it. It's human. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 years ago, and I'm okay. But what I just turned in the manuscript for my third book, which was really a meditation on that, and how it's that human element that's so often missing from healthcare. And so much of that I would attribute to a lot of money is being spent to enrich a few people instead of to make healthcare more humane. But I think everyone feels that way, that that human element is missing, and including nurses in hospital boards, including nurses in advisory committees, including nurses in state task forces is so important to really get that human element in there and not, excuse me, just for patients. But also nurses are trained to be educators, and year after year, we're rated the most trustworthy, the most ethical profession, so patients trust us. And I would love to see nurses being used as an education campaign. So if you're set up to give vaccines and someone stops by and says, is this really worth anything or is this just poison? They trust nurses. So a nurse saying, you know what, I took the vaccine, my kids have taken the vaccine, I really recommend it, I think it's a really good thing to do for yourself. That could be so worthwhile. Nurses promoting flu shots. You know, this is very basic stuff, and yet no one's taking advantage of the power nurses have to sway people to help them make better healthcare decisions.
So just to end, can you tell me, what is your advice for the next generation of nurses?
I would say, don't give up. This is a great job. It's a very, very important job. It doesn't get the respect it deserves, but that doesn't mean it's unworthy of respect. And so your job, and along with my job, is to help the profession get more respect. Nurses often say, just keep your head down. That's the way to get along. I would say, no, not anymore. We got to keep our heads up. We got to raise our voices. We've got to advocate for our profession. This should be the year of the nurse's voice, I would say. And people need to start listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.